Chapter 2. 6 weeks after her failed marriage proposal, Honor was starting to panic. Online dating sites had offered her all of 4 matches. Her brother Jack, pass. Carl, her brother-in-law. He and Prue had registered to see if e-commitment would say that they were compatible, then planned to meet and pretend to be strangers, as part of their ongoing quest to keep things fresh. He was also a pass, obviously. Bobby McIntosh, who lived in his grandmother's basement and had strange reptilian eyes, and a guy she didn't know who listed reincarnation under his hobbies. So, here she was again, staring down the weekend with only Spike, her recently acquired little mutt, for company. And while Spike was indeed excellent company, Honor had sort of hoped for the human variety. Ryan Gosling would have been preferred, but he had plans, apparently. Dana was busy, and had been busy a lot lately, which was getting a little frustrating, as winter in the Finger Lakes meant there already wasn't much to do. Take the best girlfriend out of the equation, and there was even less. Faith was busy being a newlywed. Prue was busy pretending to be a newlywed. Jack had come over to watch the gruesome medical documentaries they both loved on Honor's fabulous new TV, and she had the feeling she'd tapped him out on the social front. Abby was a popular kid, and Honor couldn't bring herself to beg the teenager to hang out and watch movies. Ditto Ned, who already spent enough time with Honor at work. This left Goggy and Pops, who were always happy to see her but fought constantly, and Dad, who was acting a little weird lately. Jumpy. Secretive. Would Mrs. Johnson be up for something? Sometimes she'd go to a movie with Honor, though she clucked about the unsanitary nature of theaters, theater staff, and humans in